Dr. Rao has not come. If somebody would have translated in Hindi, then the lady could have enjoyed. आप लोग कभी तक कोई इंग्लिश ट्रांसलेशन कर समझा दीजिए ये लोग को
विष्णु शक्ति परा प्रोक्ता क्षेत्रज्ञाख्या तथा परा अविद्या कर्म संज्ञा अन्य तृतीया शक्तिरिषत् सो वी आर डिस्कसिंग three kinds of energies of the Supreme Personality of God. Yesterday, the question was from gentlemen that whether the ultimate truth, absolute truth, is a person or impersonal. There are many impersonalists, and there are many personalists also. The personalist, impersonalist, and the localized Paramatma worshippers, they are worshipping the same absolute truth in different features. Impersonal Brahma and localized Paramatma and personality of Godhead, they are one and the same. It is the process of realization only, that somebody is realizing the absolute truth as impersonal and somebody is realizing the absolute truth as all-pervading Paramatma, Antarjami, and some persons are realizing the absolute truth as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. But they are advaigyan, identical, the same thing. It is our power of perception only that makes the difference. The object is the same. That is stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Vadanti tat tattavida satyam jat jnanam adyam. Brahma iti, Paramatma iti, Bhagavan iti, sabdate. They are sounded in different ways. Brahma, Paramatma, and Bhagavan, but the object is the same. So there is no quarrel between the impersonalist or personalist or the Paramatmaist. There is no question of quarrel. The example is present daily in our daily experience, just like the sunlight, sun globe, and the sun god. Within the sun globe, there is sun god. So which one is the chief? That we have to consider. The sun god, or the sun globe, or the sun sign. Everything is light. Sun sign is also light, sun globe also light, and the original source of this light, the sun god, is also light. The sun sign is impersonal. Sun globe is localized, and the sun god is personal. If you be satisfied that I am in the sunshine. Be satisfied. That is called Sajujya Mukti. The sunshine means combination of different molecular shining parts. Any scientist knows it. Then what is the sunshine? The sunshine appears to be a homogeneous thing, but actually in minute analysis it will be found that there are innumerable shining sparks, molecular sparks. They are combination. लड़की लोग क्या बोझे क्या नहीं So those who are merging into the Supreme Absolute, the Jnanis, their ultimate goal is to merge into the Absolute Truth in its impersonal feature. That's all right. You can do so. That is also not this material. That is also spiritual. That is not material. If you want to merge, generally people think that is the ultimate goal. But that is not the ultimate goal. In the Isopanishad, you will find that it is said that please wind up your effulgence so that I can see the actual face. The same example that sunshine is light. There is no doubt about it. This is different from darkness. This material world is darkness. Tamasi ma jyotir gama. The jyoti, the Brahma jyoti, it is recommended in the Vedas that you try to approach the jyoti. Don't remain in this darkness of material world. That is the injunction of this. And the whole process of emancipation is to how to approach that Brahma defilement. So those who are jnanis, those who are trying to understand the absolute truth, jnani, chaturvidha bhajante mam sukriti na arjuna. Ato arthati jigyasu jnani ca bhavata. So jnani. There are two kinds of jnani. One jnani is trying to understand what is the absolute truth. And one jnani is trying not only to understand the absolute truth but merge into the existence of the absolute truth. So, according to Bhagavad Gita, they are also sukritina. Chaturvidha bhajantima. The beginning of bhajan, Bhagavad bhajan. If persons are pious, they can begin Bhagavad bhajan in four ways. Sukritina. Sukritina means whose background is pious activity. They can take to Bhagavad Bhajan in four stages of life. Artha means those who are distressed. Arthati, those who are poor, need of money. Jigyasu, inquisitive, and jnani. So, the artha and arthati, they are lower than the jnani and the jigyasu. Because sometimes we go to worship Bhagavan in the temple, in distress condition, but as soon as my distress is over, I forget. Or if I give some money, I forget. There is chance, not that always we forget, but because Maya is very powerful, sometimes we forget. Very rich man, opulent, they don't care for what is lost. Generally we see at the Europe and America, they don't talk of anything about God. They are busy only how to acquire money and enjoy sense gratification. So, jnani, those are actually searching after the Absolute Truth, they are very much appreciated in the Bhagavad Gita. And there are other four classes of men. They are called Duskriti. Duskritana means miscreant. They are simply busy in sinful activities. Anyway, bring money. Never mind what is the problem. Or not that always they get money, but they aspire after material happiness by so many, just like in Calcutta, the party, Naxalite, they are committing so many sinful activities, thinking that by that way they will be happy and they will get the political supremacy. They are called Duskritina. Namang Duskritina Mudha Prapadvante Naradhama. Prok has the four classes of men who are pious, whose background is piety. They go to worship Krishna. Similarly, there are four classes of men who are called Duskritina, very sinful, simply miscreant, and Murha, rascals, no knowledge, completely in ignorance, almost like animals. Murha. Navang Duskritana Murha. Andaradhama. Lowest of the mankind. Because lowest of the mankind and highest of the mankind, what is the difference? The highest of the mankind means one who knows what is the value of life. And the lowest of the mankind is one who does not know the value of life. Navang Duskritana Murha Prapadvante Naradhama Maya Aparita Jnana. And there are so-called learned scholars also, whose knowledge has been taken away by the influence of Maya. They are supposed to be very learned scholars, but they do not know that what is the aim of knowledge. They are called Maya Aparita Jnana. And these classes of men are called Asuri Bhavamasrit. Asuri Bhav means denying the existence of God or defying the supremacy of God. That is Asuri Bhav. So just like example, we have got many examples in our shastras, Hiranyakashipu, Kamsa, Ravan. They are very powerful materially, but their only fault was that they denied the supremacy of God. Therefore, they are called asuras, rakshasas. Asuri bhavamasrita. So, four classes this way, four classes that way. So Jnani is accepted. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, the koti karmi madhya act Jnani srishtha. There are karmis, innumerable, millions and millions, all karmis. Karmis means they are working hard simply for sense gratification. And according to Bhagavad Gita, they are called muras. These are the statement in the shastras. So we have to explain the shastras. So karmis are called muras because they are working so hard but do not know what is the aim of their life. Simply going on working very hard. And in the modern education, in the modern civilization, people are simply taught to work very hard and gratify sense. That's get money and gratify your sense. That is the modern mode of it. But according to Srimad Bhagavatam and authority, Rishabde, he says, Nayang deho deho bhajang niloke kastan kaman arahati vir bhujamiti. He says that this human form of life is not meant for working very, very hard simply for sense gratification. That is the business of the hog, birbhujang. Birbhujang means the animal which eats stool. You have seen in the villages or sometimes in the cities there are hogs. Whole day there be. Where there is stool, where there is stool. And they become fatty also very by eating stool. And as soon as they become fatty, not fatty, even the hogs in their cubs there, they're very much passionate, sense gratification. But as you have seen. So, to work very hard and get some means of sense gratification and live like hogs without any discrimination of eating and sleeping and mating, that is called hog life. The hog has no discrimination. By nature there are examples. One who has no discrimination in the matter of eating, sleeping, mating and defending, just like hog. They have no discrimination. Mother or sister or what is to be eaten, there is no discrimination. Anything they can eat, anything they can do, or any female they can mate, never mind, that is hog's life. So actually, we are experiencing, not only at the present moment, millions of years ago, when Rishabhdev instructed his sons, that is long, long ago, Rishabhdev was the father of Maharaj Bharat, under whose name this planet is called Bharatvarsha. Formerly this planet was known as Ilavati Varsha. After the emperor Maharaj Bharat, this planet is called Bharatvarsha. This whole planet. Bharatvarsha means the whole planet. And gradually it is being diminished. Just in your experience you have the Bharatvarsha, the so-called Bharatvarsha is now diminished. Pakistan has gone. So, millions of years ago, the same thing was that a class of person, they are just like hogs. It is not that newly, now in this age, the hog persons are in great number, but there were just like Ravan, there was only one Ravan and during Lord Ramchandra's days. At the present moment, there are many Ravans. That is the difference. But the Ravan is always there. A Ravan class man. Ravan class man means they want to take away the goddess of fortune, Sita, from the custody of Lord Ramachandra. That is their belief. They do not know that wealth, riches, they are fortune, they are the property, they are enjoyable by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Krishna says, Bhoktaram Jagadavasam, Sarvaloka Maheshwara. He is enjoyer. But Ravan class men, they think that I am enjoyer. Get out, Sita, from the custody of Ramchandra. I shall enjoy. But the result is, the Ravan class of men becomes vanquished. So this process of civilization at the modern time, Ravan class, that take money, which is the property of the Supreme Lord, and enjoy. This is going on. No God, godless. Defy God. I am God. Who is God? I am so powerful. These things are also explained in the Bhagavad Gita, 16th chapter. They don't believe any creator. So these are called Asuri Bhavamasrita. The Asuri Bhavamasrita civilization will not make you happy. The Asuri Bhava, because Asuri Bhava means everyone wants to enjoy. I want to enjoy, you want to enjoy. So there must be class. There must be friction between you and me, because both of us, we are trying to enjoy. But that is not our position. The enjoyer is Krishna. Enjoyer is Krishna. That's why Krishna in Vrindavan, as we sang this song, Jaya Radha Madhava, Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari. He's enjoying in Vrindavan. His only feature is that is the real picture of God. Simply enjoy. Bhoktaram Jagadavasam Sarvaloka Maheshwara. That is the real picture of God. The Vrindavan Leela of Krishna is the perfect presentation of the Supreme Personality of God. He simply enjoys. And all the inhabitants of Vrindavan, the gopis, the cowherd's boy, Maharaj Nanda, Jasoda, everyone is simply anxious how to make Krishna happy. They have no other business. The inhabitants of Vrindavan has no other business than to satisfy Krishna. And Krishna has no other business. Jasodanandana Brajajanan Ranjan. He is acting as the little son of Jasoda. And his only business is how to please the inhabitants of Vrindavan. Jasodanandana Brajajana Ranya. And Jamuna Tira Vanachari. And he's wandering in the forest of Vrindavan on the bank of the Jamuna. This is the actual picture of the Supreme Personality of God. But Brahma, Indra, big demigods, they are also bewildered. They are sometimes mistaken. How this cowherd boy can become the Supreme Personality of God? Just like some of us think like that. But those who are thinking like that, for them also there is manifestation of Krishna's supremacy. Brajajana Vallabha Girivara Dhari. Although he is engaged in pleasing the inhabitants of Braja, but when there is need, he can lift up the Govardhanji at the age of 7 years. Or he can kill the Putana at the age of 3 months. And so many demons used to visit daily. Krishna used to go with his cubs and cows, with his friends in the forest, and every day Kansa used to send one kind of demon to kill them. Agasur, Bakasur, Dhenukasur, so many. So, although Krishna is playing just like a coward boy, his supremacy as the Supreme Personality of Godhead is never absent there. And that is God. God is not created by meditation. God is God. God is never manufactured. We should know this. God is God, and we living entities, we are living entities. That is the Vedic verse. Nitya nityanam chetana chetananam. With equality, when there is question of equality, the equality is that Krishna God is nitya, eternal. Similarly, we are also eternal. So, equality in eternity. Krishna is conscious, chetana, and we are also conscious. That is equality. Equality in quality. Because we are part and parcel of Krishna, therefore, there is so many things equality. But that equality is just like the ocean and a drop of water of the ocean. If you analyze the ocean, you will find the same chemical ingredients. And if you analyze the drop of ocean, you will find the same chemical ingredients. That is equality. But you cannot think that the drop is equal to the ocean. That is not possible. Therefore, Krishna is Vibhu. God is great. And we are not Onu, infinite Sriman. Krishna is infinite. We are infinite Sriman. So, when there is question of merging into the existence of the Supreme, that means we remain in the effulgence, Brahma effulgence, as a minute particle of Brahma. There is dimension that is mentioned in the Shastra, Kesagra Satavhagasya Satadha Kalpitasya, 1/10,000th part of the upper portion of the earth. That minute particle, Chetana. So there are anantaya kalpate, there are innumerable such particles. That is the formation of Nirvishesh Brahma. That is Nirakar Brahma. Brahma. But there is no visible formation. But there is formation. Unless there is formation, how the material formation can take place? Just like you have got formation. Therefore, your shirt and coat has got a formation. You have got hands, therefore your shirt has hands, your coat has hands, according to your formation. So this material body is called basans, garments, a dress, shirt and coat, the mind, intelligence and ego, that is sat, subtle body. And this gross body, ityaptej marudma. So there are two kinds of sat and coat, and within that Dehinasmin jatha dehi. That the minute particle that is called dehi, who has formed this body. So it is very easily understandable, and that the unless the original, the spiritual spark has formed, how this form can take place. This is short and quote. Just try to understand. If you have no form, then how this short and quote can take form? From argument. So therefore, living entity is not formless. Neither Krishna or the supreme living entity is formless. Both of them form, having form, but not this form. This is temporary form. The real form is spiritual form. Therefore, nitya nityanam chetana chetanana. And Krishna also says in the second chapter that both you and me and all the soldiers and kings who have assembled before us, they were existing in the past. They are existing now, at present, and they will continue to exist in the future. So they, from our present experience, we can see that all the living entities are in form. Therefore, if they existed in the past, they existed in the past as forms, and they will continue to exist in the future as forms. There is no question of formlessness. There is no question of form. But because we cannot see the form in this material eyes, just like there is a form in the body, but when that spirit is passing from this body, we cannot see. A medical man cannot see because he hasn't got the eyes to see. But it is not that a jivatma is formless. No. He hasn't got the eyes to see. Atha Sri Krishna Namadi Navavet Grahyam Indri. Just like I am seeing you. You are seeing me. But what I am seeing? I am seeing your body, short and coat. You are seeing my short and coat. But when I pass away from this body, or you pass away from this body, neither I can see you, neither you can see. So because we cannot see, because we have no such knowledge, therefore we say sometimes that formless, just like people say generally, a point has no length, no breadth, because he has no measuring instrument how to see the length and breadth of the point. That is deficiency of knowledge. But anything has length and breadth. That is a fact. So, nitya nityanam chetana chetananam, this Vedic version, Upanishad, means that Krishna is the supreme person and we are also person. We are, what is our position? Eka bhunang vidadati kama. We are dependent person and he is the maintaining person. So your position is always dependent. Jiver Sarupai Nitya Krishna. That is the version of Lord Chaitanya. And Krishna also said, all this has to say, here also we are reading, the Vishnu Sakti Paraptukta Khetrugnakya Tathapara Avidya Karma Sangha Anyatitya Shakti Rishi. So we are one of the energies of the Lord, marginal energy. Marginal energy means, if I desire, because I have got little independence, Because Krishna is fully independent, sarat. Janmadasyajata, Vedantasya Janmadasyajata, Annayat, Itaratasya, Arthesu, Avigna, Sarat. Krishna is Sarat, means fully independent. But we are Krishna's minute part and parcel, therefore we have got the independence quality, but not full independence. We are controlled. Just like you claim to be independent in your nation. But that does not mean that you are fully independent, each of you. You are dependent on the government. These things are very easy to understand. Similarly, a living entity has got independence, but not full independence. He cannot do anything without the sanction of God. That is his dependence. Just like in the Bhagavad Gita it is said,
sarvasya chaham vidishanni. I am sitting here, the living entity, and the Supreme Person as Paramatma, both of them are sitting in this body. That is explained in this. Upanishad. Two birds are sitting in the same tree. One bird is eating and one bird is witnessing. Anumantya upadrashtya in the Bhagavad Gita. Anumantya. Because we have tried, we have taken the opportunity to live independently. The Krishna or the Paramatma is so kind that he has given, just like a child is playing and sometimes he is going to catch the fire and the parents are obstructing. Similarly, Krishna being the Supreme Father, he is always guiding, although we have given the freedom to enjoy this material world. But without his sanction, you cannot enjoy, you cannot touch anything. But he is giving the facility. Because Krishna Bhulya Jeeva Bhogavanchak, we wanted to enjoy, to lord it over this material world. He has given us chance, all right, enjoy. Enjoy to your best capacity. But he is witnessing. Witnessing means he wants something Krishna is supplying. The material agent, Krishna's prakriti, or the material nature, he is supplying ingredients. But Krishna is sanctioning, and you are desiring. You are desiring, I want this. Krishna says, no, he will not be happy. But you insist, no, I want it. All right, you tell me. Krishna's material energy is there. He is supplying the ingredients. All right, take this ingredient. What do you want? I want a 300-story skyscraper building. All right, take it. Take it. The ingredient, the sky, you cannot create the ingredient. The ingredient is Kitty Arthi's Maru's bomb. You take earth, water, fire, air, and combine it and make a skyscraper building. But the ingredients does not belong to you. It is Krishna. Kiti apes marut bam. Prakriti me astadha, bhinna prakriti me astadha. They are my property. That is mine. Actually, it is mine. You cannot create water, you cannot create fire, you cannot create earth. It is God's property, you take it and satisfy your senses, that's all, that's your reason. Prakriti kriyamanani gunaikarmani sarvasa. Prakriti is of supplying. But how prakriti is supplying, how the material nature is supplying ingredients? Mayadhakshena prakriti swate sacharati. Under my direction.
So what is the difficulty? And how can he become God? How can become greater than God? This is all foolishness. You are completely under the control. Devidhisa-akunamayi-mamma-dhruttaya. You are completely under the prakriti, this material nature. So, our position is to be dependent of the supreme living force, God or Krishna. That is our position. And He is supplying everything as we want. Because God is not poor, He is our Father. Just like rich father, there is no insufficiency in a rich family. The father is very rich and the sons, they can draw anything from the rich father. Similarly, we can draw anything from Krishna, the Supreme Father. But ours, this so-called independence for sense gratification will not make us happy. That is position. You can independently try to become Brahma, what to speak of this Prime Minister or this King. You can become Brahma, Indra, Chandra, you can become. They are also living entities in higher position, just like your President is also an Indian, but in higher position. That's all. Your Prime Minister is also Indian. Similarly, all these demigods, Indra, Chandra, Varuna, the demigods, they are highly posted as servants of God. But just like a foolish man thinks a constable in the street or in the supreme park without knowing the background of the constable position. Similarly, those who are foolish persons, they think demigods are the supreme. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Kamastasya hitajnana jajanti anna devata. Hitajnana. Hitajnana means loss of all intelligence. So, if we actually try to understand Krishna from all points of view on the basis of Vedic literature, Krishna Stu Bhagavan Sam. And Krishna personally says, Matta Parataram Nanna Kinchi Josti Dhananya. Kinchi. Nobody. Nobody is greater than. How a foolish man can say that I am greater than Krishna? So we have to give up all these foolish ideas. We have to take the real fact as it is. And then we become Krishna conscious and our life becomes success. That is our purpose. Thank you very much.